Gia Lai News. Gia Lai with news update broadcast on FM radio from Quy Nhơn. Gia Lai News. Gia Lai with news update broadcast on FM radio from Quy Nhơn. Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Gia Lai News. On the morning of December the 30th, the first Congress of Gia Lai Provincial Trade Union for the 2025-2030 term opened at the Provincial Conference Center with the participation of 200 delegates representing more than 80,000 union members across the province, attending and delivering guidance at the Congress on the behalf of the Vietnam General Confederation of Labor was Hun Thuan Sung, Vice President of the Confederation. Provincial leaders in attendance included Thái Đại Ngọc, member of the Party Central Committee and Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee, Nguyễn Ngọc Lương, Deputy Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee and Chairman of the Provincial Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee, along with current and former leaders of the Provincial Party Committee, People's Council, People's Committee and Fatherland Front. The Congress marks a new stage in the development of the workers' movement and trade unionist activities in Gia Lai following the administrative boundary adjustment. During the previous term, the provincial trade union effectively mobilized resources to support nearly 450,000 union members and workers with total funding 186 billion VND and built or repaired 142 trade union shelter and charity house units. For the 2025-2030 term, trade unions at all levels in Gia Lai will focus on strengthening their representative role and protecting the legitimate rights and interests of workers, promoting emulation movements for information and productivity, and expanding union organizations within non-state enterprises. Speaking on behalf of provincial leaders, Party Central Committee member and Provincial Party Secretary Thái Đại Ngọc praised the achievements of the workers' movement and trade unions' activities in recent years while outlining key tasks for the 2025-2030 term. In his address, Hun Thuan Sung emphasized that the first Gia Lai Provincial Trade Union Congress for the 2025-2030 term is a significant milestone following the merger of Benin and Gia Lai provinces. He counted on trade unions to effectively fulfill their representative and protective functions, enhance care for union members and workers, and strengthen collective bargaining, singing and supervision of collective labor agreements, particularly on wages, working conditions, and occupational safety. At the Congress, the decision was announced to appoint the Executive Committee of Gia Lai Provincial Confederation of Labor for the 2025-2030 term, comprising 27 members. Hai Huy Trung was appointed as chairman of the Gia Lai Provincial Federation of Labor.
Despite ongoing global economic headwinds, industrial production in Gia Lai province maintained positive momentum in 2025. Statistics show the industrial production index, or IIP, rose by 9% year-on-year. The growth was driven largely by 87 industrial projects with total investment of over 6.3 trillion VND that became operational from 2024. In addition, around 100 other industrial projects worth more than 12.2 trillion VND were launched and brought into production in 2025. These projects have added new production capacity, expanded scale, and increased value added in key sectors, particularly processing and manufacturing, while creating trust, boosting state purchase revenue, and accelerating shift toward industrialization and modernization. Effective investment attraction and project implementation are expected to remain a key lever for sustaining stable industrial growth in the coming period.
The Gia Lai Countdown 2026 program theme Igniting Hearts, Collecting Love will take place on the evening of December the 31st at two venues in Gwinyeong and Pleiku. The event was jointly organized by the Departments of Culture, Sport and Tourism, Yala Newspapers and Radio and Television, along with relevant agencies. The program will be broadcast live from 8:30 p.m. to midnight on December the 31st from Nguyễn Tất Thành Square, Gwinyeong Ward, and Đại Đoàn Kết Square, Pleiku Ward, airing on the GTV channel and digital platforms. Featuring a series of vibrant performances, the event blends contemporary music with traditional cultural space of the Central Highlands, helping promote the image of Yala's people and natural beauty. The highlight will be the countdown moment welcoming the new year 2026, accompanied by a dazzling firework display, spreading optimism, aspiration, and a spirit of unity among Yalai residents at the turn of the year.
Yalai Province still has a sizable number of workers in the informal sector without stable employment, totaling about 16,646 people. Most come from poor and near-poor households, nearly escaped poverty, low-income families, ethnic minority communities, fishermen and workers whose agricultural land has been reclaimed. In addition, several specific groups also required employment support, including around 2,000 demobilized shelter each year and people who have completed prison sentences. These labor groups are expected to receive vocational training and career transition support in the 2026 to 2030 period. Regarding fishermen, the province currently has 5,793 registered fishing vessels with about 39,081 fishermen. Of these 509 vessels, 60 commissioning and the registration, while 499 vessels are no longer eligible for operation, resulting in nearly 2,966 fishermen in need of vocational training and job transition assistance.
On the evening of December 29th in Tuy Phuc Commune, the Yalai Provincial Military Command, in coordination with the Military Region 5 Art Troop, held an art performance for officers, soldiers, and local residents under the theme The Swift Guangdong Campaign, A Soldier's Call of the Heart. The 120-minute program featured a series of well-crafted and emotionally rich performances praising the party and the President Ho Chi Minh, the homeland and the nation, the traditions of Vietnam People's Army, and the close bond between the military and the people. The show drew enthusiastic applause from the audience. Through the program, the Military Region 5 Art Troupe brought songs, performances, and the heartfelt sentiments of soldiers to the grassroots level, helping boost morale and inspire officers, soldiers, and local residents to unite in fulfilling assigned tasks, overcome difficulties, and contribute to the continued development of their homeland.
To safeguard public health during Tet and the Spring Festival 2026, the Central Intersectoral Steering Committee for Food Safety has drawn out a nationwide plan to ensure food safety while promoting fair competition among food producers, processors, traders, and import-export businesses. Under the plan, inspection will be conducted nationwide from December 30, 2025 to March 25, 2026. Communication activities will focus on disseminating the plan, mobilizing central and local media to raise awareness among producers, traders, and consumers, and promoting food safety management tailored to local conditions before, during, and after Tet and through the festival season. Authorities will also step up controls to promptly prevent the production and sell up counterfeit and substandard food, ensure food safety in the market, and prevent food poisoning during Tet and the Spring Festival 2026. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening and goodbye for now.